स्वास्थ्य रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के 2:06 हुआ चाहते हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में। इसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी,
खटकेंगी और दिल में समाएंगी।
वाह, ये आवाज किसकी है जी?
ये मधुर आवाज किसकी? आपने नहीं बोला। आप नॉर्मली बोलती है मधुर आवाज, आज आपने एडजेक्टिव ड्रॉप कर दिया।
ये मधुर और इतनी कशिश भरी आवाज किसकी है?
Now you lost me there. कशिश भरी?
तुम्हें बहुत कशिश हो, अपनी तरफ खींचने वाली।
ओ, gravitating. ओ अच्छा, थैंक यू सुषमा जी, यू मेड माई डे, आई नीडेड दिस। ये दिव्या बख्शी आर्या की
है। दिव्या बख्शी आर्या की?
आप बोले
द वन एंड द ओनली दिव्या बख्शी आर्या। सो आई वॉज टॉकिंग टू अपनी डॉक्टर मिनी से, तो मैंने उनसे कहा कि तो उनका मैं वो ड्रम बजाना भूल गई, एंड देन बिकॉज आई फॉरगॉट इट एंड शी स्टार्टेड टॉकिंग, सो आई पिक्ड इट अप ऑन अनदर कंप्यूटर एंड प्लेड इट।
ओके,
शी इज वेरी हैप्पी।
Okay.
मैंने कहा कि everybody wants that drum roll.
And only she gets it.
And she said, oh, nobody can get it. I said, yes, you're right, nobody can get it.
They ask for it.
Yes, they do ask for it.
I ask for it. I mean, imagine, they say respect should be earned, right? That's, but you can ask for it. I ask for the drum roll here. I have to specially ask Sushma ji, where's my drum roll?
And Anita Dalakuti asks for it too.
Of course.
You know, we can do applause instead. We can find an applause sound and play that.
Well, we have to get our...
You need three. Yeah. You need one for her, so... Each one of us has our own thing.
You can do claps, you could do cheers, woo. You can do...
What do you want?
Woo!
Okay. A crowd cheering.
Yeah, woo! Yeah.
She's so excited, she's going to India tomorrow.
Oh.
Do I look excited, Sushma ji? Yes. That's not the predicament I'm in right now. I'm just... There's too much going on.
So will you eventually get your ticket?
I eventually got the ticket sorted.
I was yesterday at an event. At Greater Vancouver Board of Trade
and
Rick's Awards, and Air Canada was giving away another
pair
of tickets.
Oh my God!
I went to the president and I said,
"Was it Mr. James Howie?"
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, "Are you sure this is going to be on it?"
And did he know what the context was?
No.
Oh my God! So the context here was that I won 2 Air Canada tickets at the Diwali Gala last year.
Is it premium economy?
Premium economy.
I said, first of all, I'm not interested. It's cattle class.
No, it's premium economy.
Yeah, it's cattle class.
So it's not cattle. No.
It is cattle
class. It's above, a little above cattle. They give you a little cushion for the class. So it's not just bare mattress. It's like they give you a bit of cushion. But that having said, so I won these tickets. And then it became an ordeal to get... those 2 seats on a flight.
Oh man.
Because they just wouldn't give it. They kept because they said, oh, we've got
blackout days.
Blackout dates bhi nahi the. So blackout dates were from June of this year to October of this year. And I understand, right? Because summer season, heavy season, I can't travel. But they said you can travel between January and June.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am. Booking myself, looking forward to my trip in spring, during spring break, just 2 weeks, right? And they said, sorry, you can't come back.
So who's going with you?
Aviana.
That's good.
So we're both going. I mean, it actually worked out really well, Sushma ji. I have to say, the universe conspires for the right reasons.
Yes.
This worked out really well because something's come up at work.
Yes.
And I would have had to go.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, wo bhi kar lete hain. And then... the main reason I was going was because my father wasn't well, if you remember, about a month and a half ago.
He's doing well now.
He's recovering.
Yes.
But he's doing much better because his sister flew down from Australia just to be with mom and dad. And so she said, you don't worry, no pressure on you, let me handle this. And then she leaves Saturday, I arrive Friday night.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, this is working out really, really well. But and then work, this thing happened for next week.
Right.
I have to be in Delhi on the 1st.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, like there's an event that I have to speak at. And I was like, this is great. You know, it worked out really well then.
There you go. Or what we do as humans and Indian humans is that we almost, you know, twist everything to make it sound like it worked.
No.
Yeah, we do.
We just surrender. We just surrender. I mean, it's not Indian humans. I think it's just, I call it the Buddha psychology. And this, my dad's taught me this, Sushmaji. He said, you have to be like the river. Mm. When the river faces a roadblock, does it just stop flowing? It doesn't. It finds another way and it flows from the side or on top of that rock or whatever. So you have to be that river. There'll be challenges, and this is something I keep with me for everything in life. There'll be challenges, but then instead of saying, mere saath kyun hua, aise kyun hua, and then you just keep, it's just wallowing in your self-pity, right? It's like self-pity. You're just sitting in, so just say, theek hai, ho gaya, khatam karo, aage kuch hoga. And that's what I did. And sure enough, when they called me from Air Canada and they said, now you can book your seats. And I was like, okay, are you sure that I can book? Are you again going to tell me? So the deal was, they said, you can fly out on these tickets, but coming back, you can't use these tickets. I'm like, okay, are you leaving me in India?
But now they said you can.
Oh, it's all booked. Okay. All the seats are booked. I've printed it all out so that I have it with me. So it's all booked.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I leave tomorrow morning, Sushmaji. I'm back on the 8th.
Okay.
और आपकी वजह से मैं ये बोलना चाहती हूँ मेरे ट्रिप्स छोटे 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 होते जा रहे हैं सो आई यूज्ड टू गो टू इंडिया ट्वाइस अ ईयर और मे बी थ्राइस एंड एवरी टाइम आई वुड कम ऑन एयर आफ्टर 3 months एंड आई वुड से सुषमा जी आई एम गोइंग टू इंडिया नेक्स्ट मंथ शी से तुम फिर जा रही हो एंड आई वाज लाइक ओ माय गॉड
तुम मेरी नजर लगा
दी नहीं 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 ये नहीं आपने कहा तुम देखो बच्चे बड़े होंगे ना तुम जा नहीं पाओगी इतना ऑफ्टन तुम देखना ये एंड आई वाज लाइक ऐसे मत बोलो सुषमा जी देन इट बिकेम ट्वाइस अ ईयर Now I go once in 2 years. I'm going after 2 years this time. Can you imagine?
So she was right.
She was right.
There you go. चलो किसी भी तरीके से उल्टे हाथ से बेशक मेरे को compliment दे तो दिया ना.
हमेशा compliment देती हूँ मैं आपको.
So sweet of you. So are you all psyched up, all ready to record rock and roll?
I will go home.
Yes.
I believe the suitcases are out. So that's how bad it is right now.
And then you will pack?
I will then pack because I haven't even got my suitcases out. So I told my husband this morning, can you please bring the suitcases out?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's that bad.
Yeah.
So I was at work at 8:00. I just needed to make sure everything's... You know how you're... When you say you're tying up all the loose ends, sabko aaj hi yaad aa jati hai. Meri application kar do. Mere documents aa gaye. I'm sending it. Aap India kyun ja rahe ho? Like, I have to tell you this. Someone whose documents have been waiting since February end. So I've been waiting, reminding. And last month, because I was planning to go to India, I told them I'm probably going to go to India on spring break. Oh, ho, chalo, main documents bhejti hu. Documents nahi aaye, but I didn't go to India. So she spoke to me and she said, "Arey, aap gaye nahi?" I said, "Nahi, wo, you know, I'm not going. Abhi pata nahi kab jayenge." Documents nahi aaye, phir bhi. Suddenly, last Friday, I told her, "Listen, I'm finally going to India, but I'll be back in 2 weeks." नहीं अब तो मेरी एप्लीकेशन करनी पड़ेगी बहुत टाइम हो गया आई वाज लाइक यू नो यू आर द वन हुज बीन वेटिंग ऑन द डॉक्यूमेंट्स आज सुबह डॉक्यूमेंट्स आ गए
ओह सो यू हैड टू सिट डाउन एंड डू देम
That's exactly what happened.
Oh my God.
Wow. So 8:00 I was at work. I just wanted to make sure. So 11:00 I was done with the application. That is the fun of it. We enjoy that part.
So you said to me, मैं थोड़ा लेट आऊंगी. So I dragged this girl from her work and I said, come and sit down here. Let's talk.
And tell us what's the news.
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of things that are happening. The Surrey police services are going to be implemented.
But the mayor is taking the province to court.
Well, she's not happy, right? Like, no. She even said that we're trying to do other things for the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are losing so much money by now doing the police service.
Yes.
And I think the reason that she said she was going to court was because the people voted for her to not have the Surrey Police Service come into Surrey.
Right.
Right? So she's like, now that takes away from what they did. People, yeah. So I thought that was really interesting reading on that.
Mm.
It's going to be... a precedent-setting decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever she's doing it, I mean, she's going against the province.
Mm-hmm.
And oh,
saying,
my God.
Yeah, she's saying, I want what I was elected to do. I want to do that. I want to have RCMP stay here, not Surrey Police.
Not Surrey Police.
Yeah. And the other mayor wanted Surrey Police. So he already started the ball rolling. And she got in by saying, we will not have Surrey Police.
Yeah, so it's also, you know, good that she didn't just, like, bend her knee and say, okay, fine, yeah. You know, you guys win.
Yeah.
She's still fighting for the people.
Oh, no, she is.
Fantastic.
And, like, that is so good for her, and even just for Surrey in general, right?
Yeah.
But there's
only
so much.
We had a chat with her about what happened at the Nagar Kirtan, and she said nobody brought this topic up at all.
You know, I haven't even seen it in the news.
What happened at the...
So it was a huge, big tragedy got averted because somebody took, you know what a scissor lift is? It's used inside buildings when they have to put up electrical cables, etc. It's a lift.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
right
that.
Inside the building, not outside.
Right.
Because it's not very heavy duty.
Right, right.
So... uske upar, they had put huge big hoardings of, that's a scissor.
So I just showed a picture of a scissor.
Yes,
list,
on
yeah.
that, they had put 20 by 20 banner of Harjeet Nijjar, the guy, the president of the Gurdwara that was assassinated. He was killed.
Right.
So uska ke this whole Nagar Kirtan is uski yaad mein hai sab kuch, right?
Okay.
Big, huge hoarding. And so suddenly, it got very windy. So now when you have a huge, big hoarding...
You have to have it fastened properly.
Not only that, there should be some holes in it,
yes,
right? So that the air can go through it.
Yes.
The air didn't go through it. It became like a sail and it toppled the scissor lift onto the electrical cables.
Oh, my God.
And the cables were very strong, so they didn't break or the scissor lift. The thing wasn't very heavy. But it was at an angle where they were close to about 100,000 people underneath it from 80th Avenue to 78th Avenue.
But didn't they then block that area?
Both the police forces were there and they worked very hard and very quickly. They got everyone out of that area. They averted the Nagar Kirtan to go back the same way. They took it from 78th to 132nd and back to the Gurdwara.
Oh my goodness.
But not even a peek about it.
I haven't
even
heard of it.
Nobody talked about it. So she said, Sushma, nobody has asked me this question. No, I said, but my question is, thank God that nobody got hurt.
Oh, it would have been a huge tragedy.
So what happened was when it fell on the electrical cables, actually, I do have a shot of that.
You know, the cables could have snapped.
And it
electrocution. Yes.
It started raining after that.
God.
So what if people were underneath it and they got hurt? It was
the
like...
The risk of electrocution. There's so many things.
You know, so a lot of stuff. So anyway, so I'm glad that nothing happened.
Oh, that is terrible.
We're going to take a very short commercial break and come back. So Divya, you're here till 3 o'clock, right?
Hanji.
स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रूम जिम सुन रहे हैं आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है दिव्या बख्शी आर्य आज हमारे साथ हैं 3 बजे तक हमारे साथ रहेंगी सो दिव्या व्हाइल यू गोइंग टू इंडिया हमारे बहुत से सुनने वाले ऐसे होते हैं जिनकी फैमिली वहाँ पे होती है जो कि आपसे बहुत से सवाल पूछना चाहते हैं सो विल दे बी एबल टू मीट यू इन इंडिया
एब्सोल्युटली सुषमा जी आई एम इन द ऑफिस स्टार्टिंग मंडे
अच्छा
तो मैं 10 दिन के लिए ऑफिस में होंगी क्योंकि टेक्निकली आई अराइव देयर द वे थिंग्स वर्क आई अराइव देयर फ्राइडे सो मंडे मॉर्निंग आई एम एट वर्क So I'm there next week and the following week till Wednesday.
Theek.
Theek hai? And my number there is 98111.
98111.
66033.
66033.
Very simple.
Simple number. Huh?
Hanji. And so, and this number will be working as well. You can WhatsApp me. You can email me. So 778-855-4780. Us pe aap WhatsApp kar le. And anybody who wants to meet me, in fact, people have already started, you know, arranging appointments for next week.
I was asking Shruti that India's number bhi likh liya aapne? Likh liya usne.
So, because people want, you know, bahut dino baad, I think I'm going back after one and a half years.
Yeah,
2 years
two
almost.
Years, yes.
Hanji. So, I mean, Shweta at the office in Delhi has already, you know, she's got meetings scheduled as of next week.
Mm.
So I'm more than happy to meet everybody. I'm also working over the weekend next week because I technically have only 1 weekend when I'm working there.
Ha, over there.
Okay, so is weekend pahunchne ke baad, I'll spend 2-3 days with the parents and then I'm back to work on Monday. So I'll be more than happy to help people. I know a lot of people have questions. Unhone jo sawal puche hain, it's the with the new study permits, with what they've said, you know, the restrictions on the study permits and kuch logo ka tha ki hum business ke liye aana chahte hain kyunki
right
I think it's completely clear now to people that the Canadian government, the immigration department, wants to restrict and limit the number of temporary foreign workers in Canada.
Number one, temporary foreign workers.
Students. Number one, students. Number two, temporary foreign workers. Yeah. So I find that...
So has it dropped your business?
Sushma ji, in fact, if anything, it's increased the business.
Achha.
Because jo log yahan pe hain, now they are trying to find avenues. They're scrambling to find avenues.
Mm.
What has happened in the past 2-3 years, and we'll talk about it on air, is that there's been so much of abuse of this LMIA.
Ye jo chori karte hain, jo bechte hain, and all that.
Bohat zyada. And a lot
you of... You know what? Sorry to interrupt you, Divya. Maine noticed kiya hai ki Bharat jaise mulkon ke baare mein log kehte hain ki rishwat lete hain, ye karte hain, wo karte hain, right? To yahan pe kya nahi hota? Yahan pe sab kuch hota hai. I'll give you an example jo ki top level pe ho raha hai. Okay? So, two things that I want to talk about. Ek to, jab aapko check milta hai, kahin se. The banks hold it for 5 days. Theek hai? Agar government aapko check bhejti hai, bank is holding it for 5 days, to wo 5 din se government ki jeb se paise nikal gaye, aapki jeb mein nahi aaye, bank ke paas pade hain. 5 din tak bank, agar 1 million logon ke paise rok ke baithi hai to kitna paisa kama rahi hai uske upar
interest kya kama rahi
hai kitna interest kama rahi hai right
Correct.
So ye dhandlebazi nahi to kya hai this is open rishwat le rahe hain wo kisse le rahe hain hamise le rahe hain number 2 the government as of 1st of May is going to give seniors over the age of 70 dental plan it is a hoax
Oh, because
it is a huge hoax by the government kyunki aaj maine apne dentist ko phone kiya maine kaha yaar main 70 saal se upar ki ho gayi hu aur mere ko apne dant saaf karwane hain
oh my god I heard about that
have you heard about it I've put it up on Instagram today my dentist said we are not going to honor that
because it doesn't help them
no it doesn't give so
anybody
no to divya agar $124 lagte hain aapke daant saaf karne ke to government usme se portion pay karti hai
exactly yes that's right to aap hi de rahe hain apne jeb se
I'm going to talk about this every day jo log nahi sun rahe wo dobara sunne aur jo sunna chahte hain wo usko sunte rahe kyunki main to bhulti rahungi iske bare mein why are they doing that
but sushma ji
don't do it don't give it you were not giving it earlier abhi mat do tum de kya rahe ho kuch bhi nahi de rahe ho
it's nothing sushma ji also look at it from the professional's point of view aapne wo dentist ki baat suni hai so for a dentist they have equipment to maintain
yes
they have they're regulated. It's a regulated profession.
Of course
right?
it is.
They have got to this point. Aur unki aapne machines dekhe how expensive they are. Now, the government is saying ke bachchon ke liye hum aapko, we are going to give you a certain amount ki unke dental hygiene ke liye, right?
Haan.
Do you know that if you look at how much the dentist, the cost will be, it'll be like $7 for teeth cleaning. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
आप $7 में कैसे किसी को टीथ क्लीनिंग सर्विस करवा सकते हैं इफ यू आर अ डेंटिस्ट
सो व्हाट इज इट टू गेट सम एक्स्ट्रा वोट्स
इट्स द वोट्स
मिस्टर ट्रूडो इज दैट व्हाट योर प्लान इज इफ दैट इज योर प्लान इट्स नॉट वर्किंग माय डियर
इट्स द पॉपुलैरिटी इंडेक्स सुषमा जी इट इज लाइक सेइंग कि हमने वी आर सच अ जेनरस nation we're such a generous country
well I am disappointed I am totally disappointed yaar मैंने अपने डेंटिस्ट से कहा कि I'm going to keep my appointment, but you know, I am really disappointed in that. And I want people to talk about it openly.
You know, I do want to talk about one more thing, Sushma ji. So about a week ago or about 10 days ago, I had a couple come to my office and they had basically come to, they were consulting about one of his relatives. And I won't name the country, but he says we came several years ago. And I filed a refugee claim. And I said, okay. And then I said, so can you give me... And it was just after we started talking about the relative who's a very qualified person. And a lot of people are telling that relative as well overseas, ki tum Canada pahunch jao, visitor visa pe, aur wahan pe refugee claim file kar dena. I said, why are you doing this? You know, he's not a refugee. And I don't take refugee cases. But you know what this person said to me? He said, hum jab aaye the yahan pe, हम भी रेफ्यूजी नहीं थे. बहुत सारे डॉक्यूमेंट बनाए गए हमारे लिए और हमारा क्लेम फाइल हो गया और देखा नहीं गया. Do you know what a refugee is? Refugees don't have access to half of the documents that the government says are required. So in that case, they're not really refugees, the people who are being accepted right now.
Real refugees don't even have a passport.
That's what travel documents nahi hote unke paas, right? So the idea is when he said this to me, it's almost like he said, but you know, but I don't mind doing a refugee claim for my relative when he comes here. And here I am, I'm trying to say, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing that. Let's just go on the merits of his education, his work experience. And I'm giving them other options. And he basically came to me because he thought the consultation was around once he comes. The relatives secured a visitor visa to Canada, right? He's going to come to Canada as a Canadian visitor. Then once he's here, he's going to file a refugee claim. And I was like, but why?
Is the government then letting them do that?
Well, they can file the claim once they're here.
Yeah.
And then they get, you know, that they get a temporary work permit while the decision on the refugee claim is being done. So you can file a claim.
So some people may say that the government is doing this with a clean conscience. It's the people who are abusing the system.
Well, it's Sushma ji.
Why are you leaving the loopholes?
No, but why a visitor visa? How did you secure a visitor visa?
Exactly.
I would deny that claim as soon as I said away. Okay. So that's the logic behind
it. There's a caller on line 4. Line 4, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much, Sushma ji. Mera Divya ji se ek sawal hai.
Ji.
Haan ji.
ये मेरा दोस्त आया है पाकिस्तान से, वो इंजीनियर है.
ओके.
क्या उसके लिए वर्क परमिट या इसे तरीके से कुछ हो सकता है? वर्क परमिट मिल सकती है उसको?
वो किस तरह के इंजीनियर है पाकिस्तान में?
सिविल इंजीनियर है वो.
सिविल इंजीनियर. मैं आपको कहती हूँ आप मुझे फोन करें. मैं एक्चुअली कल इंडिया जा रही हूँ और 8:30 की मेरी फ्लाइट है. नहीं तो आप एक काम करें, मुझे 2 घंटे तक फोन करेंगे, मुझे उनका रेज्यूमे देखना है ताकि मैं आपको सजेस्ट कर सकूं कि उनको जेन्युइन जॉब चाहिए. ठीक है, यहाँ पे डोंट गो बाय दिस थिंग कि यहाँ पे बहुत लोग जॉब्स दे रहे हैं. आई मेट समबडी ऑन मंडे, आई वॉज सो डिसअपॉइंटेड. उन्होंने भी यही कहा कि हमने LMI ले ली, वर्क परमिट ले लिया, पर वो उनको टैक्स देना पड़ रहा है, उनको जॉब नहीं है एक्चुअली हाथ में. उस तरह का काम नहीं करेगा अपने दोस्त के लिए. ठीक है
दिव्या जी, आप एक फेवर करें, आप इंडिया से होकर आए फिर हम आपको कॉल करें ऑफिस में प्लीज.
जरूर जरूर प्लीज. आपके पास नंबर है मेरा,
आप जरा दे देंगे प्लीज आज?
हाँ जी,
7787855855 4780.
थैंक यू. मैं 9 तारीख को वापस होंगी ऑफिस में, आप जरूर मिलिएगा तब. ठीक है,
थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू जी. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू जी. वी गॉट अनदर कॉलर ऑन लाइन 5. हाउ आर यू?
हाउ आर यू? आई एम फाइन थैंक यू.
जी जी.
ओके, आई एम अ न्यूली अराइव्ड इमिग्रेंट ओवर हियर इन कनाडा.
ओके.
एंड आई गॉट माय COPR सर्टिफिकेट ऑफ परमानेंट रेजिडेंस ऑन 20th जून. Now, I should have gotten my PR card in the mail, but I didn't. I then called a number. They told me to send the photos to them.
Okay.
My photos to them. I then sent it to them. Now, I tried to call them again, but I wasn't able to. Now, they've resent me my application. And it's basically, it's saying this, you can now apply for permanent resident card through the permanent residence online application portal at the following link, personsrplapps.cic.gc.ca.
Okay, no, it doesn't matter. So you were in Canada when you got your residency?
No, I was in Pakistan. I applied from there.
And then you arrived in Canada on June 2nd,
yes.
Okay.
And I have my COPR.
Okay. And then
I have that number, the IC, the
no,
number.
It's the UCI number. Okay.
Yeah.
So my question then becomes, so your PR card was initiated at Vancouver Airport, right?
Yeah.
And then you provided them with the residential address that you'd be living at?
Yes.
Okay. And then, and they said your photo wasn't correct?
When I called them, Okay. Because I should have, my sister got her PR card in the mail.
Right.
Like, you didn't have to do any of the procedure. I waited for more than 3 months, like 4, 5, 6, and then I called them to know, like, why didn't I get it.
Huh.
They said that we need proper photos. I then sent them the photos. Now they've sent me all of the things back. And I wanted to ask, so should I reapply or is there another way, another solution?
So I'll give you a number. I'll give you a number. It is the IRCC number. Sometimes the officers are not available. So it may be one or two tries before you actually get in touch with somebody.
Okay.
The other way of getting in touch with them is use a web form. Now, when you use a web form, so you go to IRCC web form and they'll ask you, is your application being processed in Canada or outside? You're going to say in Canada. And then you are going to write all of, so it's going to ask you your information, first name, last name, UCI number, application number, et cetera, right?
Okay.
And then you're going to both use both the methods. That's being proactive.
Okay.
My understanding from what you're telling me right now is, I mean, it's highly unlikely. It's possible that they may have sent the PR card to an address. I don't know what has happened here.
Okay. So when I called them, they said that they weren't processing my application right now.
Why?
So I think they closed it or something like that.
Because you didn't, because of non-compliance, right? They may have asked for something, they give you a certain number of days. So you have to meet that deadline and provide the document, either it's the photo, etc., right?
So, yeah, but I did send them the photos, like when I called, so that, okay, but...
Try to call them again, caller.
Okay.
If this does not work, I'd be happy to assist you with this,
okay?
So let me come back. I am back on the 9th of May. Let me come back and then I can write to them.
9th May of this month, or just 1 minute?
Next month. Aaj 23rd, hai na? Next month.
Okay, 9th May. Okay. Can you give me the number?
778.
775-855-4780.
Now that's my number.
Okay, this is your number.
I'll give you the IRCC number. 1-888.
Oh, 1 minute. Let me write this again.
1-888.
1-888.
242-2100.
2100.
Okay.
1-888-242-2100.
Hanji.
Okay, and your number, Divya Bakshi, is?
Divya Bakshi Arya.
855-4780.
Hanji.
Okay, let me check just because I think I called the... Just 1 minute.
Caller, you can call Divya later on after the show.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll call them. Okay, thank you.
We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Divya is here till 3 o'clock. Spice Radio, Radio Rim Jim sun rahe hain. Aapka shab ka program hai. Divya Bakshi Arya hamare saath hai. And we were talking about many different ways of people trying to get hold of you while you are away or here.
Sushma ji, the office here will be working. So if there is a situation where you want to talk to me, Alex is in the office. He'll pass on the message. I'll be in touch with him. He'll pass the message on to me. My email address, dbakshiarya@gmail.com, is available. My WhatsApp number will be working. I have noticed, very honestly, my phone doesn't work very well. It glitches a lot when I'm in India. Also because of the day and night difference. Mujhe wahan pe log 2-3 baje raat ke phone kar rahe hote hain bahut baar. So if you can WhatsApp me, that's great. I will call you back. I will make sure I call you back. Otherwise, email me and I'm back in 2 weeks.
Achha.
Is baar to chota trip hai.
मैंने नजर लगाई ना
नहीं सुषमा जी आई एम हैप्पी एक्चुअली आई डिड रियलाइज जब आपने उस टाइम पे बोला था कि मुश्किल होगी जाना लुक एट दिस आई मीन माय एल्डर वन कांट गो राया कांट गो बिकॉज़ शी हैज गॉट समर स्कूल
शी हैज समर स्कूल
सो शी सेड आई कांट गो आई एम सॉरी आई एम गोना हैव 20 डेज इन ऑगस्ट एंड आई विल प्रोबेबली गो एट दैट टाइम
सो इट विल बी बेटर फॉर हर टू गो देन
यस देन दे कैन गो एंड आई एम गोना टू डू माय ट्रिप नाउ
सो पीपल हु आर with this spat between India and Canada, जो स्टूडेंट्स वाले हैं वो अभी भी I mean, are the applications still coming in?
Oh, absolutely. So, Shmaji, I'll be honest with you. Hmm. I haven't seen a big for us. You know, a lot of these applications were in these master's programs. Because what was happening when you start talking to applicants, especially jo skill, dekhe, very clearly, skilled worker applications are very कम लोगों को अपनी इनविटेशंस मिल रही हैं बिकॉज द स्कोर इज सो हाई
राइट
द स्कोर इज 500 इट्स अ सीआरएस स्कोर इज 525 एंड आई गिव यू कॉन्टेक्स्ट टू व्हाट दैट मीन्स द सीआरएस स्कोर बट एसेंशियली बिकॉज द स्कोर इज सो हाई पीपल आर ट्राइंग टू फाइंड अदर एवेन्यूज टू कम हियर राइट सो वी आर लुकिंग एट मास्टर्स प्रोग्राम दैट हैजंट बीन अफेक्टेड अगर आप मास्टर्स प्रोग्राम कर रहे हैं विद अ with a reputable university that's not going to be affected right so that is the way to go aap apna wahan se masters program karke aaiye and you'll see a quicker turnaround time as well
so that's not everything isn't you know
it isn't
gone.
Like it's all closed no
we've got a caller on line 4 line 4 how are you doing
good how are you
fine thank you ji go ahead
I have a question on COPR. So I applied for my PR while I was in Canada, and I just got my Portal 2 email today. Okay. But I'm set to travel for vacation for 2 weeks starting the after tomorrow.
Okay.
And I understand if you get your COPR while you're not in Canada, you cannot re-enter the country because all your work permits and travel visas become invalid.
That is correct. So is it urgent travel?
I booked this like 6 months ago for vacation and I didn't know how long my like PR application would be. And I just got the email today for Portal 2, which I am currently in Canada. So I'm going to respond that I am in Canada.
Yeah, but then once you are in Canada, and how long are you away for?
I'm only away for 2 weeks. I come back like May 10th, so 2.5 weeks.
Because it can get complicated for you. You know, they'll delay. So if you call them up and you tell them that that you don't have the ability to be like you because you're traveling, you don't want to risk anything in ensuring that you get your PR. It might just delay them sending your email again to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
what is the option?
No.
For her?
So is it? Well, call them tomorrow and see if they can schedule. Maybe put that in saying that I'm intending to travel. Speak to the officer there and say I'm intending to travel. I usually don't recommend till your COPR, even after you get your COPR, because you're going to start your permanent residence card process.
Yeah.
Right. Then you'll have to apply for a travel document.
Right.
So it is going to take a while. So call IRCC and see what they can do about it.
Okay, so do you suggest that once I respond to the email today, I also send them a web form and then also call them tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And in what are the odds that if they say that we can't do anything, then what's the next step?
You don't want to hear this. Can you not travel? This is something you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
So you have to prioritize.
So is your ticket non-refundable? Wherever you're going?
Nope.
It's not non-refundable. So it is refundable?
Well, for a fee, but I would really like to travel. It's been such a long time.
But you also really wanted your PR.
So it's up to you, darling. You decide.
You have to decide. You might, but you know what? Just try speaking to IRCC. They're not unreasonable completely, okay? So try speaking to one of the officers there and say, look, this is the predicament I'm in. Can you help me out here? What should I be doing? Can you schedule? So can I? So this portal request that has come in.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that if you don't respond to it, you're given a certain amount of time. What I usually do is if my client had to travel, I tell them that he's traveling or whatever and he's not in Canada for that time, then they send it again. But that can take, they'll delay it quite a bit.
Because I responded to the first portal saying that, hey, I'm traveling, assuming that they would delay the portal too. But I guess I got the portal 2 a month after the portal 1.
So try that. Speak to an officer. Don't respond yet.
Okay.
Don't respond with the fact that you're traveling. So speak to an officer before you do anything.
Okay.
Right? And then they can tell you, because they can put notes on the system for you so that it can be communicated to the officer who's assigned to your case.
Okay.
All right.
Makes, thank you so much.
Makes sense.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Divya is the best.
No, Divya does what she does. She does what she knows. And it's, Sushma ji, it's a lot of practice, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I realized this, that ek aap padhai karte hain, right? And so I must tell you, very interesting. Last week, I was doing this very interesting webinar with three of our top lawyers, mm-hmm. immigration lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Steve Murens.
Mm-hmm.
We had Stephen Green.
Right.
Green and Spiegel ke jo hai.
Right.
And Craig Natsahara. And we were, what we spoke about was, just when we were doing the dry run and the
right.
rehearsal, the four of us. And what we spoke about was that a lot of it is practice. Because our practice is sometimes so different than what we learn in our books.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like this particular situation. They don't teach you. This is out of the box for us, right?
Yes, yes.
So if somebody who's a new practitioner starts practicing, they will be like, oh, my God, ab main kya karun? Because they're complete. There's a roadblock there, right? There's a barricade. Yeah. So what do? So the idea is I try to reach out, whether it's IRCC, and we've had some very strange, interesting cases, you know. And the idea, if you get in touch with the officers, I've got in touch with ESDC officers, job bank officers. In fact, last week I was in touch with a job bank officer for one of my clients. Unka case phasa hua tha, and employers don't want to deal with the job bank.
No.
Right? So I was talking to this officer. She was so pleasant.
Hmm.
And I said, thank you, because you've explained this so well, because there was something wrong with the employer profile with the job bank. And she said, I wish all immigration practitioners were like you. When she said that, I said, okay, we're on the right track. We'll do the right thing.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Because there was a lot of conversation. We were breaking it down because the employer had tried to create a job bank profile to advertise for a position in his company. And unski jo HR ne kuch gadbad, kuch maybe information galat dali ho, to wo reset nahi kar pa rahe the. So that was the thing.
Let's take a very short commercial break and come back and finish the program. We've still got 10 minutes to go. Spice Radio, Radio Room. Jim Sundriya, Gup Shup ka program hai. Once we finish the program, I'll tell you why I said no.
Okay.
Okay. So, is samay jo log ab hamara program sun rahe hain, we talked about many things. Aap ja rahi hain Bharat. If people want to talk to you over there, we've got your telephone number for India and your telephone number here, and people can call us and take the number from us, or if you like, you can give your India number right now.
Sushma ji, I'd rather give this number so that people can WhatsApp me and I'll call them from there.
Okay.
Just so that I make sure that the time is right.
Yes.
Now there's that half an hour difference morning, evening, right? So ab wahan pe honge 3:30 raat ke.
Right.
Right? So my number here is 778.
778.
855.
855 4780. 4780.
मैं वहाँ के ऑफिस का नंबर भी दे देती हूँ.
वहाँ के ऑफिस का नंबर लिखिए.
9898 7 1 4 7 1 4 8 99 99 7 7 7 8 99 7 7. That's my office number. That Shweta's got that phone.
Right.
And she'll take it. So even if I don't have, like, if the SIM card doesn't come to me by Friday morning, at least she'll be able to take the phone and schedule any meetings.
Theek hai.
That's what we do.
Theek hai.
Hanji. So, Sushma ji, I'm going, like I said, I'll be there in the office Monday. Agar koi milna chahta hai wahan pe Delhi office mein, somebody asked me yesterday, very kind of him. He said, aap Chandigarh aa jaye, we'll be very sweet of him. He called and he said,
we'll look after you.
No, and he said, aap mera office use kar le. He's a realtor in Chandigarh, and he actually had some work. So he said, main Delhi aa jaunga. But he said, why don't you come to Chandigarh for 2 days, use my office. And then, you know, he was trying to assure me, he's like, my office is very nice, don't worry, you know, aisa waisa nahi hai, 17 sector 17 ke market mein hai.
Achha.
And he said, please use it for 2 days, because there'll be a lot of people who want to come and see you.
Haan.
To easy ho jayega unke liye ki aap aa jaye. But it's just, this trip is so short for me,
short for you,
you know. Ab usme agar maine ek din traveling ka laga diya, then I won't be able to justify, you know, helping other people, because log Bombay se bhi aa rahe hain. That's how it
is. Just stay in Delhi and let everybody come
to the office. That's exactly what I said, and I told told them that I'm also working Saturday next week.
And also you can use Zoom. Log to
correct,
Zoom bhi
correct.
Use
but nahin, Sushma ji, kya hota hai ki I've noticed, especially when it comes to चाहे आप अपने बच्चे को बाहर कनाडा भेजना चाहते हो, चाहे आप अपनी इमिग्रेशन करना चाहते हो, जस्ट दैट फेस टू फेस, एंड दैट इज व्हाट आई एनकरेज इवन इन द ऑफिस हियर. आई से कम इन एंड मीट मी, यू नो, लेट्स हैव अ कॉन्वर्सेशन, लेट्स टॉक अबाउट. बिकॉज क्या होता है जब आप कॉन्वर्सेशन स्टार्ट करते हैं, एंड आई टेक नोट्स थ्रू माई मीटिंग, आई टेक नोट्स, समथिंग दैट कम्स अप, कई बार वो फोन पे मिस हो जाता है और वो कनेक्शन नहीं बनती है. एंड आवर वर्क इज ऑल अराउंड द पीपल कनेक्शन, राइट? सो एंड सो आई एम हैप्पी टू हैव पीपल इन द ऑफिस. देर इज नो प्रॉब्लम विद टाइमिंग, वेदर इट्स 6 इन द इवनिंग, 7 इन द इवनिंग, नो प्रॉब्लम एट ऑल. आई हैव टोल्ड द ऑफिस स्टाफ दैट आई एम गोइंग टू बी देयर ओनली 10 डेज,
राइट?
सो दे आर गोइंग टू बी विद मी दोस 10 डेज, मॉर्निंग टू इवनिंग.
ठीक.
सो आई एम हैप्पी टू सी पीपल देयर.
So if you're in Delhi, obviously elections have already started in India.
Yes.
तो क्या होगा इसका?
देखते हैं अभी क्या होगा आगे. उन्होंने बोला है कि कुछ होगा in terms of disruptions होंगी traffic के लिए और busy होगा, but we'll see how it goes.
So now these elections go on for what? 2 months?
I think they go on. No, they go on for. See, the work for the election begins 4 months before. And then, yes, about a month and a half, toh wo chalti jayengi, different places, right? So, achha. Chalti jayengi.
And they don't count the...
I don't know, Sushma ji, how it works now. They don't count the...
The votes until
the
everything
end.
Is...
Correct.
Yeah.
Then they'll say ki itne is jagah se hain, and then they'll reconcile it. So,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, that starts, the news starts, ki yahan pe ye ho gaya hai, yahan pe ye, they're taking the lead here. So you start, you know that that's what's coming to you. But sometimes it's like a cliffhanger, it catches you by surprise, the final the final results.
Kyunki hamare yahan pe, there was a time ki jab tak ki hamara yahan band nahi ho jata, tab tak east ke results nahi batate the wo.
अब तो नहीं करते.
अब
बता देते हैं.
या यहाँ पे लोग इंतजार करते हैं कि अच्छा देख लेते हैं किस तरफ हवा बह रही है.
And like, it's always caught us by surprise.
Yes,
I mean, there's always, they kind of predict it, but it's caught us by surprise sometimes. Yes.
इस बार बेचारे जगमीत सिंह को काफी मार पड़ने वाली है.
आपको लग रहा है?
And the lot of people that are running
unhappy
and running against him.
Right. Well, let's see how it goes.
And we still have a year to go.
We have exactly a year, yes. Because they'll start campaigning next year this time.
This time, Actually, they'll start campaigning after November.
But
this
the,
year.
Yes, but then the actual campaigns and everything is spring and summer is when we start seeing ki hum ye kar denge, hum aapke dental
kar denge.
I know, that's what, hum ye kar denge, hum wo kar denge.
Dental plan is not a plan that everybody can rely on, especially older people. If it is costing you $124 to get your teeth cleaned, the government will pay only a portion of that.
Yeah, they're not paying the whole amount.
No, and so the dentist said, we are not participating in this plan, so you'll have to pay the full amount to me.
So then that means you have to find a dentist who's participating in the plan.
Who is participating, and even then you have to pay.
Oh my God.
So say for example, a dentist say, achha, chalo, theek hai. कुछ मैं पैसा सरकार से ले लेता हूँ, बाकी आपको देना पड़ेगा.
और
वो अपनी $124 की फीस तो कम नहीं करेंगे ना?
नो, नहीं, नॉट एट ऑल. और आज की डेट पे,
एंड आई एम जस्ट गिविंग $124 फीस, मैंने दो साल पहले पे की थी. आई डोंट इवन नो व्हाट द फी इज नाउ. आई हैवंट बीन टू माय डेंटिस्ट फॉर 2 years.
नो, आई एम, सुषमा जी, दैट्स अनदर कन्वर्सेशन, वी विल हैव इट एट अ लेटर डेट.
वी विल हैव टू हैव इट इन अ लेटर डेट,
बिकॉज़ I'm coming back to a big...
Are you going to be getting some work done in India?
No, I'm getting it done here after I come back. So my dentist has told me, tum abhi maze kar lo, wapis aake, you're get ready for the surgery and tooth extraction.
Oh my God.
The week after I come back.
Oh no.
Fun times.
Kisko mara tha aapne?
Mat poochiye ye sawal.
Divya, thank you so much for coming a day before you are leaving. But
thank you, Sushma.
We'll see you back in Canada.
And I'll tell you all about Delhi and India.
And kya ho raha hai wahan pe.
Haan ji, kya ho raha hai.
Isi ke saath wo sabhi baatein jo aaj aapki nazaron mein atki,
khatki
aur dil mein samayi, un sabko leke, we'll be here tomorrow. Kumud Prasad hamare guest honge. Stay tuned for the Drive Home Grind with DJ Flight and Maya right here on Spice Radio. Aur aapki request Nutan ke saath Radio Rim.